I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading are excerpts from the book Grateful, a Subversive Practice of Giving Thanks by Diana Butler Bass on the chapter Habits of Gratitude. It cannot be overstated that gratitude is an emotion, a complex set of feelings involving appreciation, humility, wonder, and interdependence. Gratitude is, however, more than just an emotion. It is also a disposition that can be chosen and cultivated, an outlook toward life that manifests itself in actions. It is an ethic. To compare love and gratitude underscores one of the most important things about gratefulness. It is ultimately about connection. Indeed, keeping a journal is one of the most often recommended ways for people to learn gratefulness, and several popular books attest to its power. Although I did not start out to specifically keep a gratitude journal, the act of journal writing itself, along with my friend's mandate for one blessing a day, became a cue to notice the good things in my life. This process was not a magic bullet, like a 21-day diet promising perfect health. I did not begin journaling and discover that all my problems had gone away. Journaling was not a technique for happiness. Instead, over 3 years, I developed a sustained practice that shifted my perspective. I learned to see differently and, as a result, acted in ways that were more forgiving, just, and hopeful. In this process, I learned two important things. First, when you look for things to be grateful for, you find them. And second, once you start looking, you discover gratitude begets more gratitude. Like all habits, gratitude builds on itself. Gratitude is not only the emotional response to random experiences, but even in the darkest times of life. Gratitude waits to be seen, recognized, and acted upon more thoughtfully and with a sense of purpose. Gratitude is a feeling, but it's also more than that. And it's much more than a spiritual technique to achieve peace of mind or prosperity. Gratitude is a habit of awareness that reshapes our self-understanding and the moral choices we make in the world. In short, gratitude is an ethic, a coherent set of principles and practices related to grace, gifts, and giving that can guide our lives. Our scripture reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, from NRSV. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
What is your daily routine, if you have one? Daming mga YouTubers o yung mga so-called social media influencers are halos lahat mayroong video about their morning routine. Tapos another video would be my evening routine or night routine. Meron din sila mga video about a day in the life of. A day in the life of. Sino ba itong mga ano? A day in the life of Bebe Boy. No? A day in the life of Tony Labrusca. Ganyan, di ba? Kayo ba? Meron ba kayong daily routine? And what is it like for you on a typical day? On an ordinary day, is this routine intentional or is it circumstantial? And when I say circumstantial, it means yung bang routine nyo ay hindi kayo nagplano, hindi nyo plinano, hindi nyo masyadong pinag-isip, hindi kayo yung nag-isip, hindi nyo plinano yung inyong or walang plano yung inyong araw pag sinabing circumstantial, and that your routine ay idinidikta, no, how your day goes ay idinidikta ng anumang bagay, tao o sitwasyon sa inyong paligid at mga dumarating sa inyo. Yung inyo bang buhay at routine ay umiikot lamang sa o nakapaloob lamang sa inyong day job, either as compliance to your day job or in rejection of your day job. There are also those of us or some of us who wants to be intentional with our routines or habits, much to our dismay and struggle. Hirap na hirap tayo makapag-establish ng isang intentional habit or routine. Lalong-lalo na nung nagsimula ang mga lockdowns because of this pandemic. Whether we are struggling to make a particular routine or habit to work, or we are not aware of our unintentional circumstantial routines, the reality is life in all of its forms, from the smallest bacteria and insect to the largest of animal that ever lived, everyone is a creature of habit. Everyone is a creature of routine. The question for humans, of course, is if the habit or routine is intentional. And if it is intentional, is it positively beneficial for us, for you? There is nothing that is completely spontaneous or free. There is nothing that is completely spontaneous or free from routine or habit. There is nothing that is completely spontaneous by and of itself. Are our habits or routines ruled and governed by external and internal influences? Or our routines or habits something we have control and something we use for our growth and improvement? Gratitude is certainly in the same way, in the same process. Gratitude can either be spontaneous and momentary, or gratitude can be intentional, an intentional routine, an intentional habit of daily practice. In the same way that love can just be spontaneous and momentary, or love can be intentional, an intentional daily practice in all of the changing seasons, circumstances of the world and of human life. All mystics and spiritual leaders, past and present, understood and preached about spiritual practices, or what we call holy habits, as a way to direct their lives towards prayer and reflection, service and ministry, contemplation and study, meditation and physical labor, fasting and generosity, and many more other practices. So much so that many business and political leaders and what we call life coaches today have always talked about the importance of an intentional daily and weekly routine. For a routine, for our daily, weekly, monthly routine to be planned, organized, and to set goals. Many life coaches have earned thousands, if not millions, by speaking about and writing books on life concepts that are actually free and can be found in our spiritual traditions. Many of them openly talk about Christian, Buddhist, and Zen principles and practices. Some of them look towards the writings of the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, titled The Meditations. Whether life coaches of today, which most I actually don't recommend, or those progressive and spiritual theologians today, like Diana Butler Bass, the author of our preaching series, Father Henry Nouwen and Reverend Barbara Brown, or even the Dalai Lama or the Hindu mystic Sadhguru, or even the ancient Christian fathers and mothers like John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila, Hildegard of Bingen, and the Western monastic founder of Western monasticism, Benedict, spirituality, which includes gratitude, is something we are called and encouraged to practice and cultivate. Spirituality, which hold gratitude together with love, hope, generosity, humility, honesty, integrity, kindness, and all other fruits and gifts of the Spirit, are things or virtues that has to be practiced 365 days of the year and all the remaining years of our lives. Gratitude, like love and kindness, requires daily practice, requires daily constant attention. Diana Butler Bass tells us in our contemporary reading, and I quote, "Gratitude is, however, more than just emotion. It is also a disposition that can be chosen and cultivated, an outlook toward life that manifests itself in actions." End of quote. Gratitude and all spirituality ay isang estado ng buhay na pinipili at nililinang. Niyayabong, hindi lamang siya circumstantial na parang kahit ano na lang, anything comes, que sira-sira. Hindi lamang siya circumstantial na kung kailan na lang dumating o maranasan. Kapag biglaan tayong nakatanggap ng bonus na hindi ini-expect, kapag sinurprise tayo ng jowa natin, or pag tayo ay nagka-jowa na hindi rin natin ini-expect, at iba pang mga circumstantial na mga pangyayari. Yes, those things do happen. And those things come to us and we feel grateful for so many gifts we receive. Like the time when nung first year ako sa seminary, one Sunday service sa Cubao, nung nasa Cubao pa tayo, after nung service, someone called me in private and actually gave me $500 for my tuition fee and personal allowance. And I was surprised. That was a spontaneous and momentary feeling of gratitude and blessing. And the following year, when I was in second year seminary, again, after ng worship service dun sa Cubao, another person pulled me. Inatak ako dun sa likod ng altar. At inabutan ako ng 6,000 pesos para sa allowance at para sa allowance ko sa seminaryo at iba pang mga pangangailangan. Or that time when Lawrence, ang partner ko si Lawrence, surprised me with my the gift of a rainbow stole na galing pa ng Guatemala. No, inifortan niyang bilhin, i-order online at kontsabahin yung kanyang kaibigan na si Jacob para you know, maiparating sa Pilipinas yung rainbow stole from Guatemala. So there are those moments of spontaneous surprises and gifts and which are spontaneous moments of gratitude. Yet to choose to walk in the path of Jesus, if we choose, if pinipili nating lumakad sa daan ni Jesus, to choose to be a Christian is to nurture, to cultivate and nurture gratitude on a daily basis. To practice seeing the world and people and all that we have as gifts. To practice seeing the world and people as gifts. To practice seeing the world and all of life as interdependent with each other. To practice daily on the awareness of how precious and momentary life is. That at any given moment, we might die, or someone we love might be gone tomorrow. So, it is no surprise that when we read the 7 authentic letters of Paul and even the other letters attributed to his name, he also encourages us and sometimes encourages the Christians he was writing to at the time, and admonishes those Christians in those specific communities to practice and always do what is good and loving as spiritual works, as an expression of their faith, as an expression of their faith and life in Christ. He also writes to them about thanksgiving. In his letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, he encourages the Philippians, "Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication give thanks. Let your requests be made known to God." End of quote. To always give thanks in prayer and daily life as individuals and as a community. Remember that Paul writes not for individuals, but for entire church communities. Gratitude is at the center of Christian life and practice, even though most of us Christians have lost most of it, have lost most of its profound meaning, practice, and feeling. The ritual meal we have is a weekly practice of giving thanks, Eucharistia, the Greek word Eucharistia. And the practice of giving thanks in Christian communities then and now teaches us to cultivate and to nurture all the other gifts and fruits of the Spirit: love, kindness, joy, humility, generosity, self-control, mutual care, compassion, generosity, and so much more. Therefore, the practice and habit of gratitude molds us, transforms us, little by little, into the person and likeness of the one we claim to follow, Jesus the Christ. So I close this sermon with both the words of Diana Butler Bass and the words of the Apostle Paul. Gratitude is a habit of awareness that reshapes our self-understanding and the moral choices we make in the world. In short, gratitude is an ethic, a coherent set of principles and practices related to grace, gifts, and giving that can guide our lives. End of quote. And from the Apostle Paul, some 2,000 years ago, "Think about these things keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. And the God of peace be with you. Amen.